It's Inauguration Day, and right now people are getting ready to travel to the nation's capital. And we're not talking for the swearing-in of Donald Trump, but for the Women's March on Washington, which takes place tomorrow. Women from all over the country are flocking to D.C. for the march, which organizers say is not anti-Trump, but rather pro-women. WFAE Sarah D'Elia spoke to several groups of Charlotte women about why they're making the journey up to march and has this story.
Jennifer De La Jara and Gail Chauncey have been friends for 16 years. And over the course of their friendship, they've traveled together on various trips. But when they drive up to Washington, D.C. to participate in the Women's March on Washington, it will be a different type of trip, Jennifer says.
You know, you look back and there's just been other events in history that have been, you know, groundbreaking that people remember. And if I could be a part of that, and it just be a 6-hour drive and have access to get there, you know, to be in solidarity, to kind of have a renewed spirit.
It's difficult to get an exact count on how many people will be marching on Saturday, but over 200,000 people have RSVP'd yes on the official march page. Organizers call this a pro-women march, not an anti-Trump protest. But Gail says, yes, this year's election did have something to do with why she's marching. She's looking forward to gathering with other like-minded women who found Trump's language to be divisive during his campaign.
Honestly speaking, it is a way out of deep depression. I look at it as a gift because it's something to look forward to after, you know, the election really took me down. I believe, and that we all have to really accept the fact that we probably wouldn't be marching, at least in the masses that we are, if Donald Trump had not won.
Both women are also concerned about funding for Planned Parenthood and how to better organize locally in Charlotte. They're hoping to bring ideas back to Charlotte after the rally. For Sally Young, who's retired from the Charlotte Fire Department, she's excited to march, but more so with who's marching with her. Her daughter, Beth, lives just outside of D.C. Along with providing a crash pad, Beth says she'll also be her mom's rally buddy.
I think that there's a lot of, you know, families that aren't in the same situation that I am, that mother and daughter agree on, you know, that this is what we need to do from a moral obligation and to really be heard. So I think it's just really exciting that she and I share the exact same sentiment about it. And I think it's an exciting opportunity to really go and be a part of something that is hopefully going to be very influential.
Sally says politics weren't really discussed at the dinner table growing up, so she didn't see a future of participating in political activism with her kids.
I don't know that we had a lot of political discussions as she was growing up, but she and her sister both tended after me, which is amazing because most of the rest of the family tends to be on the other side. So I'm very grateful that they thought it through like I did and that we have the opportunity to go and show that we care.
Beth says she's marching in support of LGBT rights. Sally says she's marching for healthcare issues. Jan Anderson is a retired civil engineer in Charlotte. She says when she heard about the march, she wanted to bring as many people as possible. So she rented a bus that will be driving 45 people to the rally. It was completely filled within a month.
We've got a doctor, we've got a newspaper editor, engineer, a bunch of lawyers. They seem to be interested. Businesswomen, women who own their own businesses as well as working in them, accountants, bankers.
Jan is 67, and her reason for marching this weekend is to remind people how far women have come, especially in the workplace.
I go back far enough where when I was entering the workforce, I'm an engineer with a degree from Duke, Carolina, and NC State. When I was looking for a job, there weren't any women engineers, so I was looked at crazy. I could not get a credit card. I could not get a home mortgage. So you think about all that women have accomplished over the years. We don't want to go back to those days when we were dependents and not independent women. So that's what I'm going for.
And she also sees the bus ride as the ultimate road trip.
We also are going to bring some women's films, the new Ghostbusters, Thelma and Louise, maybe Norma Rae if we can find it. And so it'll be a range. It's not supposed to be serious. We are supposed to have fun and celebrate being women.
Plus, she'll bring poster board for those who want to make signs on the way up there. Like the variety and number of women on the bus headed up to Washington, she expects a range of issues represented on those signs. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.